Autism spectrum disorder. It's still a mysterious condition, not least because it manifests in so many different ways in different people. And as Adelaide lawyer Trish Johnson tells Damien Carrick, some of the possible symptoms of autism, such as hypersensitivity to touch or obsessiveness, can bring some people colliding into the criminal justice system.
One example would be the person who is on a bus and they might be challenged by the bus inspector and asked for their concession card. They can't produce it. And all of a sudden you've got this very minor incident escalating into the client assaulting the bus inspector because he simply doesn't cope with being touched. Another common connection between offending and autism would be a person who, as a result of a preoccupation, attracts the attention of the public and the police. A good example of that would be a man who I acted for who had a preoccupation with watching children play. And he would do that very openly in public. That was noticed, members of the public reported it to the police, but unfortunately for him, it was presumed he was a pedophile and he found himself before the court with the police seeking a pedophile restraining order. That was particularly unfortunate because in his case, he had never offended against a child. There was no evidence of any inappropriate interest in children. And I guess the other example would be the fact that people with autism don't have that ability often to react to normal social cues that you or I might notice. And so that might lead to them, for example, committing a sexual offence because they're just not getting the fact that the other person isn't interested in having that intimate contact.
Research psychologists Professor Neil Brewer and Associate Professor Robin Young say that inability to understand the emotions and the intentions of others can lead to offending.
It's a general term which refers to people who have social and communication difficulties, and in addition to that they have difficulties with obsessive behaviours, often ritualistic behaviours. So it affects all aspects of their life, but it's a social and communication disorder mainly.
There are certain characteristics of individuals with ASD that might make them vulnerable to involvement in crime. The individual is not so good at recognising the mental states, the emotions, the intentions of other people. They might get bluffed by the other person and so on. So they can be led, as we call it, almost unwittingly down a particular path that could culminate in criminal activity.
Now, Robin Young, you're a psychologist. You often appear as an expert witness in court cases. I understand that you've been involved in a case where somebody who was completely ignored by his sister's boyfriend all of a sudden gets an invitation to a party.
Yes, we call it sort of the detection of dodginess. This situation was a young man who had been invited to a party by his sister's boyfriend, and he was very excited, never been invited to a party before. This friend of her boyfriend's all of a sudden was very friendly towards him, which would have struck most people as being a little bit odd. Why is this guy being so friendly to me? And then this young man, the other man, asked him if he would mind a bag for him, which he placed in the boot of his car. Once again, one would think this is a little bit unusual and maybe might ask about the contents of the bag. But this young man, probably overwhelmed by the fact that he's making some friendships, he's doing a good deed for this new friend of his, stores this bag, which he takes home and places under his bed. And then he opens the bag and realises that there's guns in there. Once again, he didn't know what to do about this, didn't think about going to the police, and was quite terrified. So he just placed it under his bed until it was found by some cleaners and he was dobbed into the police.
Psychologists Robin Young and Neil Brewer, you can hear more of what sounds like a very fascinating law report on autism spectrum disorder and crime. Damien Carrick delivers once again. That's at 5:30 on the Law Report here on RN.